So yesterday, we were left trying to figure out Ilfa Shaila. Ilfa had a Shaila, whether you die, Mr. Harris Lachatam, or ain't Tahiris Lachatam.
What's exactly the case?
We haven't figured out the case. We tried. First we tried. The two people washed from a revius. Now, first one guy used a revius, and the leftovers was used by the second person, and we want to know if that works, but neither used a whole revius.
The leftover that wasn't used yet?
Yeah. Meaning a cup of revius. One guy washed, and there's still half left over, and the other guy washed. Right? So we want to know, that could be Ilfa Shaila. Is a half a revius good enough? And the answer is, that's a Beferish Mishnah that says it works.
How many revius in a lug?
Four. Revius means a quarter of a lug. That's what revius is. Then we tried that he washed one hand, dried it, and then washed the second hand. We want to know, can you wash one hand at a time? And the answer is, that's a Beferish Mishnah. You can wash one hand, stick one hand in the river, right? That means obviously one hand has nothing to do with the other hand. Then we tried that he washed half his hand. So Taisa says, it might be simultaneous. So Taisa says, if you can have two different kinds of Tara, that means they're not dependent on each other. Each hand is used separately. That's what Taisa says.
But it still can be simultaneous.
Even if it's simultaneous, the fact that it's done two different ways means they have nothing to do with each other. And therefore, that means you view each hand separately. That's what Taisa speaks out. Then we had, the next case we tried, is he washed half his hand, then washed the second half of the hand. That means his hand, he didn't wash the whole hand. He washed part, then the other part. So, and we thought, but that's a Beferish's statement. You died ain't to Hiris the Chatzon. So what's Ilfa Shaila? So we wanted to say that maybe it's moist. If it's moist, it's still considered attached to the other half because the first half is still moist. The answer is, we learned the Beferish Mishnah that moisture does not create a connection. So we wanted to say that it's moist enough to make something else moist. Right? The finger that touches it gets wet enough to make something else wet. That we have a Beferish Mishnah is a connection. So we're stuck. We haven't found the case of Ilfa Shaila. What is the case that he has a Shaila, whether you can do it half? If it's moist, not good enough, the other half. If it's moist to make other things moist.
So, what's moist? The part of the hand that's already washed?
Yes.
And dried.
No.
Well, he didn't dry it completely.
Right.
Right.
Enough to make the other side.
Right. So, is that considered so what is Ilfa Shaila?
Is that the reason why we always dry, make sure our hands are dry before we filter
it? No, nothing to do with that. That's because the water you might be on your hand is tameh. And if it's water that's tameh, not so simple to make it tar. Again, it depends, but pashtus is not so simple. We're not learning halachos matil sedai now. Very complicated halachos. We're not learning it now. Okay. So Zokta Gemara. So let's start again from Latricha, second line from the top to Zayin and Aleph. Nigga Tefeach Latriach. There's enough moisture there to make something else wet. So Anami Tanina, the Beferish Mishnah, Tefeach Latriach Chibur. And for the Gemara, Dilma Le'inya Mikvos. No. That Mishnah of Tefeach Latriach Chibur might just be a special halacha in Hilchas Mikvah. But it wouldn't work by Netilas Yadayim. And the reason it works by mikvah, not by Netilas Yadayim, is because Rabbi Yehuda, going like Rabbi Yehuda, that introduces a concept by mikvah called good achas. That's a special halacha that applies to mikvah that would not apply to Netilas Yadayim. And that is, not. Mikvah sheyesh ba'abam sa'am mechavonas. You have a mikveh that has exactly 40 sub. V'yardu shnayim v'tavlu, b'zeach hazeh. And two people went and tavled. First the first guy, then the second guy. Rishon tar v'sheni tameh. Inevitably, when the first guy walks out, he takes some water along. When he takes some water along, there's no 40 sub left. So therefore, the second guy did not tavle in an appropriate mikveh. A mikveh has to have 40 sub. The first guy went into the 40 saw and walked out. When he walks out of the mikvah, his body carries with it some water. That's a reality. It does. So now the second guy is going into a mikvah that does not have 40 saw. So he's tummy. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, im hay raglov sharishin nagis mamayim af hasheni tar. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the first guy's foot is still touching the water, meaning he still has one foot, he says both feet, in the water, so then the second guy is tahor. And that is based on the concept of good achas. Good achas, which means that you view it, that since the water is attached, we view that the person is still considered, all the water of the person is still considered part of the mikvah. Because since the person is still attached to the mikvah, his feet are in the water, so all the water in his body is as if it's in the mikvah. Lower the water as if it's considered in the mikvah. That's how local Lamaishim Sinai, that we say good achas. And therefore, that's what Rebbe Yehuda says. And therefore, by mikvah, it's special halachas that apply, that don't apply to the Tilos Yadayim. So therefore, you can't say that since by mikvah Tefeach Latriach is a chibur, therefore Tefeach Latriach Lachibur by the Tilos Yadayim. And that's Ilfa Shaila. Could be mikvah is different, because you see Rabbi Yehuda has different halachas by mikvah, by gurachas. So maybe there Tefeach Latriach is a chibur. But maybe by the Tilos Yadayim, we would be more strict and not be a chibur, and that's Ilfa Shaila.
So if the man's standing with his 2 feet and when he starts drying himself enough that it wouldn't...
Then it wouldn't work. Right, correct.
Well, the
Jinnah's
mikvah is a
deraisa. Okay, so this is gets involved in the Shaila in yesterday's Daf and Chagigah. Did Rabbi Yehuda only say it by rabbinic tefillahs or even by biblical tefillahs? That's a shayla in the Gemara. It's a machloikus in the Gemara and Chagiga Yotes. And it's not like a big tamachachim that said I learned the daf yesterday. There's a machloikus in the Gemara and Chagiga Yotes. Is Rabbi Yehuda's halacha only in rabbinic? Rabbinically, we say that we're willing to be makel by tefillah that's only necessary rabbinic. There's some tefillahs that are only necessary rabbinically. Or did he even say it by biblical tefillahs?
No.
So you're right. If it's a biblical tefillah, it'd be a little bit difficult to understand why would be more makel by mikvah than we would by netilas yadayim, which is only drabbanon.
But the question is, let's say it turns out that this is good. Let's say it's drabbanon. But so have we concluded? We still don't have the answer to it. But
we just concluded that we know his shaila.
Oh, very good.
Right. Exactly. All we're doing is explaining his shaila. We have no answer.
I thought how you connect this to the mikvah.
All we're saying is, do not prove from mikvah to Netilas Yadayim. Because you see, there's halachas that apply to mikvah that don't apply elsewhere. Like Rabbi Yehuda says, not in the Tanakhami, you don't see it, but Rabbi Yehuda, you see that he has a guy standing in the water and we consider all the water as if it's down.
So
you wash half the hand and it's wet enough to make other things wet. Is that considered an attachment? That's Ofer Shiloh. So we said, by mikvah it is. So the Gemara says, don't compare mikvah to the Tilos Yadayim. Because Rabbi Yehuda tells you clearly, there's certain halachas that apply to mikvah that we don't apply to the Tilos Yadayim.
Yeah, but
so we said if it was wet, moist enough, that was known already, if it's moist enough.
Because we had a braisa that said it is, by mikvah. Oh, we compared mikvah to the Tilos Yadayim.
So by the Tilos Yadayim, what would the result be? You need to wash again.
Shalit, you have to dry your hands and wash again.
Or you
not? Or you had to the Tilos Yadayim. The guy washed half. He washed one half, and it's still Tefeach Latriach, and then he washed the second half.
Do we consider that he washed it all?
Exactly.
What's the time period in between
those? No difference. If it's Tefeach Latriach, it's Tefeach Latriach.
Right.
The case of Mikvah has, well, where is it that it's Tefeach Latriach?
Again, the way I understand the Gemara, and I might be wrong, is that we see it's not clear. How does Artscroll explain it? There's two ways to explain this Gemara. I just want to make sure what does Artscroll say? How does Artscroll explain this Gemara?
Good Akhi.
Right, I know that, yes. How does he explain the Tefeach Latriach part? You want me to look at it for a second? Can I borrow your article?
Suggest that Bryce is not addressing the subject of connecting two separate bodies of water. Rather, than Bryce supports the position taken up Yehuda in the Mishnah, cited presently. There are times when he used the legal principle of Gedachis. Mindless interpretation is not a significant measure that connects, but a requirement that allows us to apply Gedachis.
Yes, so he's going that way. That the reason we apply Gedachis is only because the water is moist up. It's moist enough to make other people make other things moist. So when we say Tefeach Latzilich is a chibur, it's only by mikveh, according to Yehuda, that you combine it with good achas.
Why can't you do that with a hand?
You have no right that you do. We have no proof. The fact that we're doing it is only based on the fact that Yehuda said that by mikveh we use the concept of good achas. So we're using the concept of good achas only when his body is moist enough to make other things moist. Then we're willing to use the concept of gerachas. That's all it meant when it said it's enough to attach. But it does not, you can't jump to anything else.
Gerachas, the actual word gerachas is that the person standing in the mikvah?
Gerachas means lower it. Lower it. This gerachas is used like sukkah.
I know.
Gerachas means lower it.
It means lower it.
Yeah.
So why then does he have to...
He wouldn't lower it if it wasn't wet enough to be considered touch. Meaning, if it was just moist and not moist enough to make other things, then he wouldn't lower it.
But he has to be in the mikveh still, right?
Well, his leg has to be in the mikveh, correct.
Both legs?
Yeah, it says both legs. I don't know if both have to be there, but it says both, so I'm not going to argue.
Lower.
Dr. Rashi. We have a shayla of a natila ketikuna lechatzon eloi. Ve'ein raya's chibur mikvos raya lekan. And you can't use mikvos as a raya. The non lab mishum chibur miboy elon. Our shayla has nothing to do with attaching things. Our shayla is that called washing half or not? Okay. Now, halacha lemaisa, it's interesting. The Rambam paskins, it's a sefek drabanon, you go lekula. The tilos yadayim is a drabanon. Since the Gemara doesn't prove the Shaila, you're Yaitzin and Tilos Yadayim. However, the Tur paskins that you're not Yaitzin and Tilos Yadayim, and everybody wants to know, according to the Tur, why? It's only a Drabanan. But the bottom line is, the Tur is Machmer, and he says if you wash your hands half, and it's the Feach Latriach, and then you wash the other hand, you're not Yaitzin. This is the Geya. People who wash inappropriately, they wash half their hand, and then they go and they say, oh, I'll wash my other half. Now, it might even become a problem that they might have to dry the first half. That depends how much water is used in the second pouring. I'm not going to get involved in the dosidine now.
Just real, you wash, and then you take the other hand, this hand's a little wet. How much are you going to be that dry hand on hand? How much are you going to be?
Again, it's not your hand that you're worried about on the second one. You're worried about the handle. And let me try to explain. Tamei water is metame your hands. When you pick up a handle for the Tilos Yadayim, right, and it's wet, what is it wet from? Tap water is not tamei. The guy that washed last and didn't wash well might be wet from his water, which is tamei water. Touch tamei hands. That's why because I had to dry the handle. Now, once you wash your hands appropriately, the water on your hands is not tummy anymore. So that's not a problem. The problem is, the guy who washed before you probably might not have washed well, and therefore his hand's water was tummy, and that's the water you're touching on your handle with your tar hands, and it's becoming tummy all over again.
The handle of the cup?
Then when you wash, when you pour water back onto
your hand, maybe. Yes, the case you gave me was your left hand washed your right hand. Right. Now your right hand is wet. Tahor picks up the handle, which is wet from water. What is that handle wet from is the issue. No, but the water on your right hand is tar. You washed it. Well, if that handle was wet, that handle made your left hand tummy, which is okay. Your left hand tummy anyway. Again, You walk in with tummy hands. If you part of Revias, it can be retired. That's why it gets very complicated.
You can wash the handle
off, yes. But it's easy.
You have to pick it up with your right hand. Can you just pick it up with a big towel with your left hand?
I mean, the minute the halacha says to pick it up with your right and hand it to your left. That's Kabbalistic. That's Kabbalistic. Correct. Correct. You don't even have to take it with a paper towel in your left hand. Your left hand's tummy anyway. It's the second hand, that you're washing.
That's why you want to hold that.
Right. And now we continue the half and the half business. And we move on to the next case of half and half. I'm happy, yes. I'm happy you were reading. I hope you were learning it, yes.
I just want to get a little bit of understanding. That Nachmul's is, when Rashi is the end of the hand.
Who brings that in? I didn't want to get involved in that.
Oh, sorry.
Tamachlokas Rishayim. I don't know where you got that from. I mean, art school must have educated you. It's Tamachlokas Rishayim and Chulim. It's not here. Again, I was trying to avoid an issue. Obviously, art school did not avoid it.
The rabbis were present, he watched the knuckles. This is Rashi's opinion of Chulin.
Right. I didn't want to get involved.
Well,
it's a machlokes v'shayinim and mesechtel Chulin. The chi of Netilas Yadayim is to wear. Rashi holds it's till your knuckles.
Oh, so when we say half, he's going to.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
And Tysus learns it's till the most v'shayinim learn it's till your wrist. So yesterday, to avoid the issue, everybody washes to their wrist. I picked the wrist. I didn't count the art school being educational and educating you about Rashi's opinion on the Sefer Shmuel. We don't wash for bread, so it's much more cooler, Dick. Right. Right, but that's what we do there because we don't want to wash extra. Right. But that's Rashi's Shita. And again, I wasn't going to get involved in that, especially on the phone. I was sure not going to get involved in it, so I didn't. But now that Abraham was enlightened us with Rashi's opinion of a sexual school, and you're right. According to Rashi, you're only which, by the way, is a saving for a lot of people, even though we don't popkin that way. If you watch people wash, it's frightening to watch.
We have a water bill.
Also, a lot of people, especially ladies, have clothing that extends down to there because it's sneeze purposes, and that's a great idea. Except when they wash, they're afraid to wash higher, and they're going to get their clothing wet. You have to move your sleeve up and wash.
Our water bill, unbelievable.
Yeah, how many times does she eat bread a week that she's washing so much? I mean, I didn't know your water bill was so big. You must have such a small water bill that her washing on Shabbos is making a huge difference in the water bill.
She washes on Shabbos.
I think that makes a huge difference in your water bill. That means you probably don't have a water bill. Right. It's also one of the pleas of the Bria is that most people, you ask them, why don't you want to eat bread? They don't want a bench. You think the benching is a 20-minute affair. Therefore, they don't want to wash because they'll have to bench. There's this fear of benching that takes about, if a guy benches with kavana, 3 minutes. And if he doesn't bench with so much kavana, less than that. But he won't wash because he'll have to bench. I'll never figure that out. But that's society. What? Exactly. That's right. I was at a meeting yesterday at Bar Park. They didn't say toxin on Monday. I did not object. I didn't even ask why. None of my business. They didn't say toxin. I was good to go. I don't know why they didn't say toxin. They didn't say toxin. What? No, it was regular minion. I went to minion, and then all of a sudden, this one yesterday said, you just got down. The guy said, you just got down. What? No, I mean, it's regular. It wasn't like a special. Anyway, Vaitem. Don't think about Vaitem. I'm a Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay, now, there's two takanas. I want to speak this out. Chazal, because made takzeres, they're called the Yutches Dover. They're Mesech to Shabbos. I hope Article doesn't give you all 18 here. There's 18 takanas of Tumatara the Chazal made. Most of them are getting Tumatara. Overwhelming majority. One of the two are is, people used to go to the mikveh, and it was not clean water, the mikveh. So they, after the mikveh, they went and washed themselves off from the mikveh water. And then what happened was people said, oh, Tara includes two parts, mikveh and shower. Then they said, why bother with the dirty mikveh? Go straight to the shower. So therefore, they said, they made a halacha that either a shower or they went into a bath. So they made two halachas. One is that anybody that goes in, I'm going to learn one machlokes rishayim, but I'll stick to one shot. Anybody that's tohar, that goes into a bath, anybody tohar, that goes into a bath of mayim she'uvim, becomes tameh for truma. Because they wanted to prove the point that a bath does not matire you. Not only does a bath not matire you, but if you go into the bath, you become tummy for truma. Not for anything else, just for truma. So people who went to the mikveh would realize that it's the mikveh that's matire, not the bath. Because the bath is going to make you tummy for truma. That was one takana they made. Then they added that not only going into a bath, but if somebody pours on his head 3 lugin of water, which is 12 rabiasin, which is 48 ounces, maybe even less, he becomes tame for truma. A shower is metame you for truma. And therefore, if you take a shower, you become tame for truma. Those were the two of the 18 takanas the Chazal made. One is entering into a body of water, not a mikvah, a body of she'uvim, Rosh Sheva Rubai, your head and most of your body. And the second thing is, one who has water poured on him becomes Tamei for Truma. Those are the halachas. The reason they made it is because they wanted to prove the point, thank you, they wanted to prove the point that it's the mikveh that's matir, not any other thing. That was the purpose. This brings a shayla halacha l'maisa. Women who go to the mikveh want to take a shower right after the mikveh.
Or men, for that matter.
Men were mako, because the tefillah of men is just a chumrah b'alma. But women, can they take a shower in the mikveh room or in their place, or should they go home and take the shower? They for sure can go home and take the shower. There's some parts that don't allow them to take a shower in the mikveh because it looks like that's part of the Torah process. I'm not getting involved in that halacha now. That's not the shayla here.
Take a shower after you toilet?
Yes.
And a woman?
A shayla. It's my colleagues. I'm not getting involved. Anyway, so that's the two takanas. Zog to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Amar Abba Raisha Verubim B'mayim Shuvim. Or, Tar Shinafla Raisha Verubim Shloisha Lugim B'mayim Shuvim. Tamei. The kasha that Rishayim have, I don't know if it's Rishayim Achrayim, they have a kasha. One of the ways they took care of Tfilas Ezra, people that used to be makbid in the days that go to the mikveh after they had relationship with their wife, was that they could do Tisha Kabim, pour on their heads Tisha Kabim. So they pour on their heads Tisha Kabim, they become tahar for the Melataira of Ezra's Takana. Again, Ezra made a Takana that a person is not allowed to learn when they're a Balkari until they go to the mikveh. That's Ezra's Takana, Mesechus Brachas. We don't keep Ezra's Takana halacha. Halacha, we pass, you don't have to keep it. There are people that are mocked when they go to the mikveh. But again, yeah, that's where going to the mikveh comes from. But again, that's the halacha. Now, one of the ways, as we said, is that under certain circumstances, the machlokes is one, a shower of Tisha Kabim works just as well. Right? So during COVID, for instance, the Paiskim told the Chassidim who are mocked by Tfilas Ezra to take showers of 5 minutes. And that's Tisha Kabim, and not to worry about it. Now, the question is, if 3 lugan are mitame you, how can 9 kabim be mitare you? we just said you put three lugan on your head, you become tame. So taking a shower is matame you. At the same time, it's matar you. So the simple answer is it's matar you from being able to go learn Torah for Takanas Ezra. However, in a chanami, for truma, you become tame. One has nothing to do with the other. Others say they made the takana for three lugan up to nine kavan. At nine kavan, they said you don't become tame for truma either. So it's better to pour nine kavan than to pour three lugan. Nine kavan is a kav is six lug, I believe. So it's 24 reverse sinus.
2 gallons?
No, six lug. A lug is 4 reverse sin, and a kav is 6 lug. So if a lug is 16 ounces, 6 times 16, 96 ounces.
Does that mean
shower is
fine then?
It's a big shiloh. We pass in a shower is fine. By the way, Rachmana Litzlan, by Taurus, by Taurus, they do Tisha Kav. They do Tisha Kav. They pour
three buckets.
So
what
three kav in a piece.
Each bucket is three kav.
Yeah. I don't want to get involved now in all this halacha, but that's how they are. It's not. See, it's all different sheets.
How many lugin in a kav? 6.
If you write down, if you have a piece of paper, not in your Gemara, write down.
You'd have to be able to write it. You get a ring of
on top, write Askelov. Alef, Samach, Kuf. Lamed Beis. Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed Beis. And under the right, leave the Aleph alone, and then right under the other letters, therefore, write Gimel, Vav, Dalet, Vav. Okay. So it says there, Vav, Beim, in a lug. Vav goes up to the Beis. There's 6 eggs in a lug.
Bay is
an egg. Size of an egg. So if you want to know how many eggs make a lug, 6 eggs make a lug. Vav bays, vav eggs make a lug.
Yeah.
Then 4 lug make a kav.
Six
kav make a sa, and 3 sa make an eva. That's the way to remember it. Askelav gudu.
Okay.
So it's really 4 lug in a kav. So 9 kav is 36 lug. 36 lug. Number second, right. 9 kav is 36 lug. There is 4 lug in a kav. 9 kav is 36 lug. Each lug is 16 ounces. So it would be 36 times 6.
So shower is considered...
To machlokes. We're makel that a shower is considered tisha kav. Yes, correct.
I mean, it's
got
to do with...
That's an older...
Time.
What? So they set 5 minutes in order to get the amount of water. Again, that was the psak that Rav Asher Weitz gave, was that 5 minute shower is considered tisha kav. I don't. It depends how much water comes out of your shower at a time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like the water bill.
Well, it depends on Shabbos and the weekday.
It was just medium. Let me do that part.
So now, Dr. Ashi. Above Reish of a Rubik Shutar B'mayim Shuvim B'tayich HaKli. It's Shuvim in a Kli. Tamei L'Tumachi Yitvel. Amigzeres Shmeinas Adavri. This is one of the 18 Zeres. Perikamet B'sech T'Shabbos M'farish. My time ago, why did they make the Zeres? P'shayla Maris Shruchim L'Tzvila. There are these bodies of water in caves that were smelly for Tzvila. L'Acha Tzvila Erechtim Shuvim. And right after going to the mikvah, people used to bathe. So people used to say the main tar is the bath. So the gods are alayim. So they said, no, you go into a bath, you become tummy for truma. The shuv gazru, and then they extended the gzera, al tar shenaf al shlesh lugim ma'im shuvim, yiloi ha le kai maha, because they felt, if you don't do it on the person that takes the shower, it won't work for the bath either. Therefore, that was the gzera. Now, Dr. Gemara, by Rabbi Yirmiya. Based on that halacha, Rabbi Yirmiya has the following shayla. Chetze bebiya v'chetze benefila. What happens if half his body is in a body of water? It has to be Reish of a Rubai. There is no Reish of a Rubai. Only half his body is in the bath. And half of it, he poured three lugan on. Is he tamei? It has to be three lugan on Reish of a Rubai, or going into the water Reish of a Rubai. You don't have Reish of a Rubai in either of the two. You have half of one and half of the other. Is he tamei or not? No, but in a bath, it's metame. That was the gzera. No, bebia means into a body of shuvim. Haba raisa verubai maim shuvim. Uses the word haba.
Oh,
that's the bath.
To make
tame for truma. By the way, this has nothing to do with Ishul Abayla. Has nothing to do with anything else. Just for truma.
You're
like
in a bathtub.
So you're half your body's in a bathtub, but then you're not tummy yet. Because the gzera was only if somebody goes his head and most of his body.
Then he turns the shower on.
Then he turns the shower on, and on top of the other half of his body comes the shower.
He
has three lugan.
Oh, three lugan also on top of it?
Oh, but only on his first body. The second half doesn't get affected by the three lugan.
Now, we don't say it connects.
Again, this is what happened.
Okay.
That's the question.
Yeah.
That's the question. Teku. The Gemara doesn't even try to prove it. We don't know what Chazal said. There's no proof. Is that included in the Xavier or not? We don't know.
But the three Lugan had even not in Shul. It would have gone on.
But it didn't.
It didn't because the water is like protecting kind of from that?
It doesn't go on his body. It's not going on that body. The body's covered with water. Rashi, chetzi bebiya b'teich hakli, v'chetzi b'nefila shenaflu achatzi gufa shloi shelugim. Period. Now we go, again, this is, all we're doing is bringing combinations. All started from Rav Chisda's statement of Shliach and Tu'edim. So he went from there to the Tilsit, from Gidut Chamisha, yesterday we had, and then on the Tilsit Yadayim. Then we went to this, and we're going to our last one now. This is the shayla. You make up whatever you want. There's no proof. What's the shayla? The shayla is very simple. He didn't do either of the two things that are matame. There was no reish of aruba b'mayim shuvim, and there was no bar reish of aruba shlai shalubim. But at the same time, both halves of his body were affected by different things. I don't know why. It's very simple, Shaila. Now comes the next Shaila. Amra Papa. Hara Amru Balkari Chayla Shnashna Lefisha Kabim Mayim Tar. Zalokha Tilas Ezra. Ezra was mistaken that Balkari has to go to the mikveh before he learns his davens. And if he's not well, we allow him to pour Tisha Kabim. That's the halacha. Now, I'm not going to get involved now in the Halachos Ezra. We pass the Halachos Hanigeya, so we're not going to get involved. The Shaila is, what if half his body went into a mikvah, and the other half of his body had 9 kavim poured on it? Now, the tzkana was either to go completely in a mikvah, or completely tisha kavim. Can you combine half the body getting tisha kavim, and half the body going into a mikvah? Dr. Gemara by Rababa, chetzi b'tzilu v'chetzi b'nesina mai, and again the Gemara says teiku. It's not clear the Gemara. The Gemara brings many different opinions. There were many Tanoim that held it Lalocha, but the Gemara says we Paschal are Yehuda ben Beseira who said it's not Negeya. No, he lived hundreds of years later. Yehuda ben Beseira lived after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Ezra was the one that built the Beit at least 400 and some years later. I have no idea.
People go to mikvah in the morning,
Again, see, it's very hard to answer that question. People go to the mikveh in the morning. A lot of people go to the mikveh every morning. They're not tamei tefillah carry every morning. So a big kabbalah is a big inyan of going to the mikveh for addition of tara. Besides being matar, it adds tara to a person that's tahar, kabbalistically. So those who go to the mikveh every morning are going for the hoisafas tara, for the additional tara that comes from going into a mikveh.
It's
kabbalistic.
Is it tara after sleeping?
No, it doesn't do with sleeping. They go every day because it adds tara. Some go in the morning, some go in the afternoon, some go whenever they go.
What are they adding?
I think it's Kabbalistic. What do you want me to tell you? It's a big Kabbalah. Going to the mikveh adds tara. Do you understand why a mikveh makes a person tara? Why? Because that's what it says, right? So the Kabbalah, so I'm saying that it adds tara. So I can explain it to you. I can't explain you how mikveh makes you tara in the first place.
I did not know it's adding tara.
Yes. Now, there are those that go only when they need to go because of Tfilas Ezra. They're makbid on Tfilas Ezra.
If a person goes twice a day.
I don't know anybody goes twice a day.
But would that be also?
I can't answer that question. I can only say two things. Number one is, see them go twice on Friday. Once in the morning, they go because they go every morning. And then they go to the Kavod Shabbos again. That's number one. And number two is, my Rashiva told me a very little known fact. My Rashiva told me that the Altam of Slabatka flagged to the mikveh. Almost they used to go to the mikveh very often. And this is the literature Alter from Slabatka. But my Rashiva did not go to the mikveh except Erev Shoshana and Erev Yom Kippur. My Rashiva personally. So obviously he didn't take it as a psak from the Alter to do that.
Can't people who don't want to take a shower after going to mikveh, Erev Shoshana, Erev Yom Kippur, they don't go because they want the water?
I know, you have to ask them.
What?
There's nothing wrong with a man taking a shower after he goes to the mikveh.
But most people discourage it, or they don't.
It's based on the fact that they used to do it. The shaila is, again, by ladies, it's a shaila in halacha because it is Gemara. They shouldn't think that the shower is part of the Tara process. My men were much more makel. I didn't see anybody that ushers a man to take a shower. I said it's a shower. They can take a shower. Because then it's not, they realize it's not part of the Tara process. At home, they're not matara themselves. They go to the mikveh. Now, if they take a shower in the mikveh room, some hold that it's the same problem. I'm not posculating halakha l'mas.
I don't know how it works.
He said,
"No, I know. It makes you go into a Jew, but
you do it something." He never told you that. That's right. Exactly. If mikveh can make you into a Jew, it obviously accomplishes. He goes to the mikveh every morning.
Where
was
the
thing
in a rebirth?
You coming
out?
Yeah. Okay. Again, I'm not here to. That's what they say. You go into the mikveh, you're dead because you can't exist, and then you come out like a rebirth. It's brought down the chinuch. But again, it's that's why it's matar. Again, I'm just saying, there are people that go every morning, and that's a very wonderful thing, but I'm not, you know. I see them, they say, wet meat lasts longer.
But is that true? No,
it comes from the fact that in halacha, you're supposed to keep them, you have to salt the meat within 3 days unless it's soaked or washed. So it comes from the fact that washed meat halachically lasts longer. So that's where the statement comes from. Rashi.
How do you say that in Yiddish?
If I told you in Yiddish, it would make a difference. It sounds a lot better in Yiddish, what can I tell you? Rashi. Valkari Chayla Tar, Ludivre Tyra. The Ezra Tikkun Tvila Labali carrying Kaidim Shiatsku Batira. Vikilu ala Chayla Benasinis Tisha Kavim. They were Mako by giving 9 Kavim. Afilish Uvim and Mesechtis Brachas. Avalatari Likanis Bemigdash Boya Barsa. This heter of Tisha Kavim is only for Tvila's Ezra. It is not enough to make a person that was really Tomei, meaning, let's say, Balkari. He can't go into the Beis HaMikdash based on 9 Kavan. It only allows him to go learn and daven. It doesn't allow him to go into the Beis HaMikdash because that's Deraisa. He's Tameh. Tameh deraisa needs a mikvah. Since Tekanas Ezra, they allow Tisha Kavim to do what Tekanas Ezra does in order to be able to learn and daven. Let me explain that. Biblically speaking, a Balkari can learn. There's nothing wrong. Ezra came along and made a takana. He doesn't want Balkari learning. Why he made the takana? The Gemara in Bracha said he wanted to dissuade people from having too much relationships with their wife. He didn't want them to be like chickens. That was the purpose of the takana. Again, I'm reading in Gemara and Bracha. Now, he made a takana. That takana can be met with Tisha Kav. That doesn't take care of the deraisa tuma, which bans the person from going into the base of Mikdash. Chetzi betzila shenifnas chetzi tachamikva, v'chetzi nasan Tisha Kav shuvim. Okay. Now we go back to Masechta Gittin, and the next part will be a review of B'fanei Nechtam, of why and how and what and where. A lot of it is things we know that will be re-chazered and explained, so we're going to try to do this. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Echadayim B'fanei Nechtam, Echadayim B'fanei Nechtam. So the Mishnah said that is puzzle. Now.
This is the first part of the Mishnah, right?
No, the first part of the Mishnah was, we went on B'fanei Nechtam Kula, B'fanei Nechtam Chetzai. That was what we explained and got involved in halves and halves. Now we're going to the next case of the Mishnah that has one guy saying B'fanei Nechtav and one guy saying B'fanei Nechtav. Now, our question that we're going to be dealing with for the next block, basically, is how many are messengers? One is saying B'fanei Nechtav and one is saying B'fanei Nechtav. Are they both messengers or is only one of them messenger? Remember, a shliach got the right to be believed to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. A non-shliach does not have that namanus. If you're not the messenger, you can say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam till you're blue in the face, but it's not going to make a difference. Only a messenger can say it. So when the Mishnah says, one says B'fanei Nechtam, and one says B'fanei Nechtam, it's not good enough. How many are messengers? That's going to be the discussion. Zakta Gemara. So let's see what the Gemara has to say. That's why we're going to learn the Gemara. You're right. Theoretically, you're right. Practically, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Correct. But there are other people that were there and coming along. Yeah, very simply. He's the messenger. He's the authorized person. He's the only one that can give it over.
Only one person.
You can make two people shluchim. Again, did the husband say to both of them, do you both do me a favor and take this get? They're not necessary.
I'm asking if that's normal, if that can be done.
It can be done, yes.
And if he asks two people to go and one doesn't go, does that...
Again, no, not again. It depends on the spirit. We're not getting involved in that now.
You can be a messenger. I think, referentially, what he's trying to say is, can you be a messenger without holding it?
Yes.
That's what he's trying to say.
You could hold it. Reuven doesn't belong in this show. Shimon says to Levi and Yehuda, take the get to my wife. They're both messengers. Either one can hand it over.
Really, my question is, Not just holding or holding at all, but is their job to both say the point?
No, not necessarily. They're shliach, they're believed.
Again,
now, I don't know. The husband can make any condition he wants in the get. That's not our issue. We're talking about a regular guy went over to two people and said, can you take the get to my wife? And they said, yes, we'll do it.
So a person who was not made a shliach like he is now.
No!
He can't say because he's not the shliach.
Because Chazal only believed the shliach. Remember, really you need two Adam. Whether you hold like Rabba, we need a two Adam. The Gemara back in Dav Gimel asked, so why is one believed? So the Gemara said, since the shliach is very careful, because of Iguna, we believe the shliach. Only the shliach. Other people who claim they were there are not believed. They're not the authorized messenger.
So if there's two shlichim, we still believe them just as much as if there's only one
shlichim. Adarabi, you would believe them more. They're two.
Right. Right.
Dr. Gemara Baita. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yechonon. Loi shanu el shein haget yaitzim mitachas edishneya. When is one saying b'fanei nechtav and one saying b'fanei nechtav no good? That's what the Mishnah said. When they're not both shluchim, only one of them is a shliach. Avo get yaitzim mitachas edishneyim kosher. If a get is delivered by both, it's kosher. Rashi, go back to Rashi. Shein haget yaitzim mitachas edishneyim. She'ein shneim shluchim b'avayasai. They're not both messengers to bring the get. The lehavu shneim shivio get. It's not two people that brought a get. Ela echad eviyai. Tzarech hamevi loymar b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. The one who brings it has to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam b'sed loyomar. And he didn't say it. He only said half. He only said b'fanei nechtam. Or he only said b'fanei nechtam. Right? One is saying the other, and only one is a shliach. And therefore, the other guy is not believed. Avo haget yaitzim bebez mitachas deshneim, sheshneim adukim boy. They're both holding on to it, and Taisa says that's lav davka. They don't have to both hold it. That's what Taisa says. Rashi says sheshneim adukim boy. The Taisa says lav davka. They don't have to actually hold on to it. They're both shluchim. Rashi says the word. They're both holding on to the get. So Taisus Rashi doesn't mean they physically have to hold on to the get. They're both authorized to be the one to give the get to her. Let me just finish. Ushneim shluchim, I don't want to be interrupted. Kosher, it's kosher, so Rashi. Avagav deloy klum kamri. Now here Rashi is reminding you of a gemara that we had before. We had that if two people bring a get, they don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. That's what Rava said. They can recognize this, their edim. Remember Rashi said, the Gemara said, two people that bring a get don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Right? That's what the Gemara said. Shnayim shivyu get don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Because they're here as edim. They can testify that these are their signatures. So therefore, Dr. Rashi, they're both shluchim, they don't even have to say it. Not only would they be believed, they don't even have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Because Shnayim Shevi'u get Medina Sayyam ain't Tzrichon Leib and Fanei Nechtam and Fanei Nechtam. We had this as a Kashan Rabba way back at Achayim and Aleph, and the Gemara answered Achashalomdu, that after people learned Lishma, and then it was Exera, Shema Yagzra Dover Likokuloi, things might revert back, but by two people it's a Dovish Lishriach, and they didn't make the Exera. But there was a Brisa that said clearly that two people that bring a get do not have to say Fanei Nechtam and Fanei Nechtam. So that's what Rashi says. Avagav deloy klum gamri. The lechada tzuchu lemei metavayu. Only by one has to say both. Now Rashi's going in Rav Shita. The lichlevu bekiim shtaris the alma. It shouldn't be confused with kiim shtaris that we don't believe one. Avilahachi kasher. The ksav v'shnayim shevi oget ain't tzvichin loymar. The time mishum sheins eidim mitzuyin lekaimai. The only reason we need b'fanei nechtam is to validate it because you can't find eidim. Yes, now before I go to the next part of Rashi, yes, you had a question.
So if they're not made shluchim, I know I'm repeating myself, I'm not sure I'm adjusted to it. If they're not made shluchim, why can't they just be eight?
Two or one?
The second one. He happened to accompany the first one. The first one was made shluchim.
All he's saying is that one of the two. He's not saying b'fanei nechtam, he's saying one.
So the first one says, you know what, come think of it, I didn't really watch them doing it, so I can't say it, but I'm the shliach officially. And the second one says, I'm not the shliach, but I actually was an aide. Is that good enough?
That's the shaila here. If two are not shluchim, shnayim shivyu get lemdina tayam, do they have to say it or not? The Gemara now is saying they don't have to say it.
But only one was assigned the task of being a shliach.
Doesn't make a difference. Rashi's telling you that this mandi, again, there's going to be a machloikas in the Gemara. This mandi Amar holds that two people that bring a get Medina Sayyam don't have to say a word.
Because they're automatically aided.
Correct.
So I'm talking about a case where one person was not made a shliach. Is he good enough to be a single aid?
A single aid doesn't help.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
No, I'm trying to say, like, it seems that when the Baal says, become a shluchim, his kavana is that you should give it to the lady.
Either one of you two can give it to the lady.
What I've been thinking about the past minute is, let's say they have FedEx or whatever, take it, but they'll be the ones to hand it over. Is that considered what the Baal wanted?
The Baal has to appoint a certain individual as a shliach.
A shliach to hand it over.
Correct.
Who also watched it?
Again, so what we do with Manazeh is that the get's written in Cleveland and it's sent to Australia. So they stay in front of Bezen, Befanei Nechta. So now Bezen has the right to appoint a messenger who doesn't have to say Befanei Nechta, because Bezen, he's a Shliach Bezen. And they call the rabbi in Australia who tells them appoint Pliny Ben Pliny to be the Shliach. Bezen appoints Pliny Ben Pliny to be the Shliach. And that person says, Shliach Bezen Ani.
I know, but the Gemara is vague in terms of who it says in parentheses witnesses, but are these Adim? Are these Shlita? Who are these people?
Again, Rashi learns. The Gemara is saying, according to this man, the Amar, that two people that bring a get Mandina Sayyam don't have to say anything. Because the purpose of them is to validate the star. They could validate the star if necessary.
Your assumption is those are witnesses. Your assumption is those are
witnesses. Well, they're coming from let me explain this way. Ain
Adim
between Lukaima is because there's nobody here from the other country. If we have two people here from the other country, we have Adim that could be Mekayim. We're assuming that most people recognize other people's signatures.
So the assumption is they're Adim.
Correct. That's why it's apprentices.
And with regards to whether or not they're Shluchim?
They don't have, if they're, again, they don't have to be shluchim if you have two.
Right.
That's what the Gemara is saying. You only have to be a shliach if you believe by yourself.
And then you have to say both things.
Right.
So if you have one shliach that says, one shliach would do it if he says both things.
Yes, 100%.
And one shliach that says half of it.
It's not believed.
But there are two witnesses on the signature.
So that goes back now to Rav Chisda. Yeah, and one, right, now you're getting back to Rav Chisda and Rabba. Everybody should have a one.